Just to end with one final la'ara, and that is the Gemara said in Amin Aleph, Rabbi Yochanan, there were a whole bunch of different psukim that when he would come to these psukim, he would cry. One of the psukim was that the pasuk says, "Vahaya ki simtzena oisai rois rabbis fitzarois va'ansa ashira azois lafon of leid." So if there's going to be rois rabbis fitzarois, and Rabbi Yochanan cried, he said, "Eved." An Eved whose master is Mamtziloi, Rois and Tzaris, what hope does he have? Takana Yeshloi, has he supposed to stand the chance? So Rav Shamshin Meastropoli said, that why was it Rabbi Yochanan Dafka that when he came to this pasuk he used to cry? Why was it nobody else that used to cry when it came to this pasuk? He said pshat based on a Gemara in Masechtas Brachos Daf Hei Amud Aleph. The Gemara over there says it says in the pasuk Ashrei Agever Asheti Asrenuka Umitayrascha Selamdenu. So Rabbi Yochanan said Ashrei Agever Asheti Asrenuka. Praised is a person who has Yisurim from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How fortunate is someone that HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes him? And you know I know that? Umitayrascha selamdenu. I know it from the Torah. Where do you see this concept in the Torah? So he said, Kal v'chomer mishem v'ayin. You can learn it from a Kal v'chomer, from the Shem and the Ayin. Ma shem v'ayin, shehin echon me'ivarev shalotam. Eved yoytze behem lecheros, madach shem v'ayin. Which is just one of the Ivarim of a person. So if the other would knock out the tooth, or the eye of an Eved Knani, he would go lecheres. Yisurim, shememarkin kol gufay shel adam. Yisurim, which is memarik, it cleanses the entire person. Arachas kama v'kama. Then certainly somebody like that is going to go lecheres. So Rabbi Yochanan said, Ashrei hagever asheti asrenu ka. You know I know that? Umitayros chasalam denu. I know it from the Torah. I know it with the Yud Gimel Midah Shatayr Nidrash Shesfam. Which Midah? Kal v'chaymer. Madach an Eved Kanani is Yoytze B'Shem V'ayin. So Kal v'chaymer, a person that gets Yisurim al kol gufay, he's certainly going to be Yoytze. For sure he's going to go free. What is he going to go free? He's going to be spared so many terrible things. And that's Ashrei hagever asheti asrenu ka. And the Gemara says, V'hainu d'Rav Shimon ben Lakish. This is what Rish Lakish, who was a Talmud Rabbi Yochanan, said. That what Rabbi Shimon Lakish say? Nema bris b'melech. It says the word bris by salt. V'nema bris b'yisurim. And it says the word bris by yisurim. Nema bris b'melech, d'chziv alay sash bis melech bris. V'nema bris b'yisurim, d'chziv eilu divrei abris. Ma bris ha'omer b'melech, melech mamtekes ha'sabasar. Just like salt, it's mamtekes ha'sabasar. It makes meat more palatable. Af bris amur b'yisurim. So to the bris that it says by yisurim, yisurim American kol avinois of shaladam, it makes a person's averis more palatable, meaning it's memarik avinois of shaladam. So Rabbi Yochanan said, Ashrei agever asheti asrenu ka. How do I know that? Mitayras chal salam denu. Where do you see it in the Torah? Kal v'chaymer. From where? From Shem V'ayin. And the Gemara says, V'ahinu damar Rish Lakish. That's what Rish Lakish meant when he said that Nema bris b'melach v'nema bris b'yisurim, just like melach is mematic basar, so to yisurim is mematic, it's memarik avinoisav shaladam. Rabbi Yochanan learned that yisurim are memarik avinoisav shaladam, they cleanse a person from his averis, from Shem V'ayin. Rish Lakish learned it from melach. So Rabbi Shamshon Meastropoli said, there's a big nafkamina if you learn it from Shem V'ayin or if you learn it from Melach. He said, what's the nafkamina? Nafkamina is, when does an Eved go out B'Shem V'ayin? He only goes out B'Shem V'ayin if the Odin himself is the one that knocks out the Shem V'ayin. If the Eved is working in the field, he trips, he falls, and one of his teeth fall out, he's not Yoytze B'Shem V'ayin. If the master, the Odin is the one that knocks out his tooth, if the master is the one that makes him blind, then he's Yoytze B'Shem V'ayin. But if it doesn't happen directly from the master, he's not Yoytze. Rabbi Yochanan said that, how do I know that Yisurim are Marik Avinoisev Shaladam? You know it from the fact that the Eved is Yoytze B'Shem V'ayin. It's learned out from Kal V'chaymer. Now, if it's learned out from Kal V'chaymer, Dayoy Lovoy Menadin Liyoyz Kenadon. And just like the Eved is only Yoytze B'Shem V'ayin, if the Odin is the one that knocked it out, so too the only time Yisurim are going to be Marik Avinoisev Shaladam is if the Odin directly is the one that caused them to have Yisurim. Rish Lakish learned it not from a Kal V'chaymer, he learned it from Gzeir Shava. He learned it from Bris Melach. That just like melach causes meat to taste better, so too, Yisurim HaMemarik HaVinoisav Shaladam. If Melech lands on me, it doesn't matter how it got there. It doesn't matter who put it there. If it was a Dover Shemeschavin, if it was a Dover Shein Meschavin, if it was a Melech Shein Tzricha Legufa, if it was a Psikresha, the Loi Nichalei, at the end of the day, it's going to be Mematek the Basar. And according to Reish Lakish, said Rav Sham Shemi Ashrapoli, if a person has Yisurim, it doesn't matter what the origin of the Yisurim are. It doesn't matter how the Yisurim came about. At the end of the day, Yisurim are Memarkin Avinois of Shalada. So Rav Sham Shemi Ashrapoli said a Dover Nifla. He said, the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan kimati lahi kravi bachi. Rabbi Yochanan came to the pasuk v'haya ki simtzena oisay rois rabbis v'tzarais. If a person is going to somehow stumble upon rois rabbis v'tzarais v'ansa shira azois lefanov le'ed ki lois yishachach mipizare. So Rabbi Yochanan said, eved she rabbi mamtzi loy rois v'tzarais, an eved whose master causes the eved to encounter rois rabbis v'tzarais. He doesn't do it directly, but he's mamtziloi. It's kisim tsena. It's going to be bederech grom and garmi. It's going to happen in an indirect way. Takono yeshloi, meaning bishloimo, if the other would go directly, would knock out the tooth of his eved. So good, at the very least, the eved is going to be yoytze v'shem v'ayin. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu directly causes a person yesurim, then he too is yoytze v'shem v'ayin. Kal v'choymer, because this is memari kol gufay shel adam. Or be'eved shem mamtziloi, where it doesn't happen directly. It happens indirectly. Takono yeshloi, and thus is alt Rabbi Yochanan l'shitasoi. Rabbi Yochanan l'darshin nebrachas daf hamad aleph. Rabbi Yochanan that said that the makar that Yisurim are memarik avinois of shel adam is kal v'chomer from shein v'ayin, and shein v'ayin only works if the adam does it directly. That means if a person gets Yisurim but he feels like it's not coming directly from the Eibishter, but rather it's something that's Adon is mamtziloi, but it's happening b'derech grama, it's v'hoya kisim tzena oisei rois v'rabbis, then he's not yoytze l'cheres. Those Yisurim are not Memarika of Inosef Shal Adam, and it's dafka by that pasuk that Rabbi Yochanan cried. There are other psukim that talk about how a person could have tzaras, but what Rabbi Yochanan saw in this pasuk that he didn't see in the other psukim is that sometimes the Adon is purposely going to do it in a way where he wouldn't be achroi in the sugi of Shein V'ayin. And if he's not achroi in the sugi of Shein V'ayin, that type of Yisurim is not Memarika of Inosef Shal Adam. So who is the one that said this? It was Rabbi Yochanan that said it. Agavurchi, how did Rabbi Yochanan darshan that Yisurim Amemarik Avinois of Shel Adam? He darshened it from a Kal V'chomer. This is another Kal V'chomer that teaches us this concept of Refuah. Now this is ironic, because we're talking about Yisurim, and Yisurim is the antithesis of Refuah, but it's the antithesis of Refuah's Haguf. Yisurim is really a Refuah. It's a Refuah's HaNefesh. Yisurim are a Dover Shel Refuah, and Kishmoy Kachi, it's a Dover Shel Yisurim. But as it relates to the Nefesh, the greatest Refuah's HaNefesh is Yisurim. And as a person goes through a situation, he goes through a matzev, his Yisurim are Memarik Avinois of Shel Adam. So very befittingly, Rabbi Yochanan Darshan, this idea that Yisurim are Memarik Avinois of Shel Adam, the concept of the ultimate Refuah's HaNefesh, we're from a Kal V'chomer, because Kal V'chomer, like the Maggid said, and the Bnei Yisachar says, is Keneged, the first of Yud Gam HaMidah Shatar Nidreshus Bem, the Mid of Kel, which we always say, is a school of a Refuah, Ono Kel, no Refuah, no Allah. So this is not Refuah's HaGuf, it's the opposite of Refuah's HaGuf, of it's Refuah's HaNefesh, but regardless, this is all Rabbi Yochanan L'shitasa, because he learned it, Kal V'chomer M'shem V'yayim, so if it's Eved, Sherabi Mamtzuloi Rois V'tzaris, then he has no benefit, there's no silver lining in these Yisurim. That's why he used to cry, because if these types of Yisurim, takon yeshloi, there's no takon.